Senate Bill 171 would ramp up public school funding a total of about 7% per student over the next 3 years. According to proponents, school health insurance costs alone have been going up 15% annually, while the state's base student allocation has stayed flat for the past couple of years. Petersburg City Council didn't hesitate to follow the local school board in passing a resolution supporting the measure Monday night, but the story was a bit different for a second piece of legislation, House Bill 145. That's called the Parental Choice Scholarship Program, and it would provide state funds for children to attend private schools or public schools outside their home districts. The Petersburg School Board had earlier opposed that measure with the same resolution that was up before the City Council Monday. Board member Jim Schwartz was concerned that limited state funding would be shifted over to private schools.
Currently, those schools are not covered under the educational budget, and so should all of those students become eligible then for state support, that would mean the pie gets a lot smaller, if you understand what I mean, in terms of the amount of money that's involved.
Schwartz also pointed out that the bill makes local school districts responsible for administering the scholarship program. The bill would also require an amendment to Alaska's constitution, which does not allow state funding for private schools. According to the bill's sponsor, Wasilla Republican Wes Keller, the program would allow parents to choose the best education for their kids. In his sponsor statement, Keller wrote, quote, "Public, private, correspondent schools will all be on the table to compete for the funding that the legislature sends to school districts each year," unquote. Petersburg City Councilor Don Koenigs didn't have a problem with that.
I think that what is being proposed here within this legislation is to give the opportunity to share in the revenue that the state provides for education, and that individual parents should have that right to choose where they put their children to school. And it shouldn't be that the public systems, for the basis of saying it's an economic burden on us, after all, the burden is on the state of itself where the funds come from. So if there's a little more paperwork associated with what a school district might have to do to manage that, I personally don't see that as an issue and a problem.
But other counselors, including Nancy Strand, worried about the impact the bill could have on local public schools and the city, which has to help fund them.
I'm totally against encouraging the state to issue us any more unfunded mandates, and that's what this sounds like to me. When it says each school district shall administer the program under the provisions of this chapter, it sounds to me like pretty soon it's going to start costing us and not the state.
The council voted 5-1 to pass the resolution opposing HB 145. Koenigs voted no, and Mayor Altweyer was out of town for this week's meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.